I will die. I cannot see a child stay in a coma like this. And so I walked away patiently. But inside, it isn't that easy. I'm a skeptic and a cynic, and no matter how many victories I win, I'm still a skeptic and a cynic. But there's one thing I'm not cynical about. As perverse as this universe is, you know one thing it would do. It will cause you to live long. Everything else wicked happens in this universe. So you can be damn sure your mind won't just die this time around. You forget too easily the times you took a walk and thought you'd been there before. I sat up and suddenly, I've seen this before. It happens less as you get older. But in the early parts of life, how many times you say, I know what's around the corner. You have a feeling. Deja vu. I'm just saying, don't fuck with suicide. Because you don't get out, you get back in. When I said this thing about Pearson, I thought this is the weirdest thing I ever said in my life. I said that Mrs. Pearson, you're going to bring back Jim Randolph's girlfriend, who was so inconsiderate that she killed herself, hung herself so that the children would find her, and took a hell of a job doing it. And a lot of folk back there remember it. And Jim had not been, certainly he hadn't been doing it. Yeah, raise your hands. How many know about this case? And I said, you're going to have the baby. Doctor says she can't have a baby. I said, you're going to have the baby, and when it comes, it'll be a boy. And it'll be deserted by his mother. And then the wife and husband were together, and they were in the church. I didn't say it to her. I didn't say it there. I didn't say it to her. I made it very clear to a whole host of people when she wasn't present. And exactly what she did, she abandoned him. He paid a price. The same woman that hung herself, I don't doubt one minute, the same person that hung themselves as that little boy that walked in our church those few years before his mother took him out, his father went his way, he ended up abandoned. That's a hell of a price to pay. But on the other hand, you look at the hell of a price that several of her children paid when they walked through that garage door and saw her hanging by the neck with a rope. She never followed me. She followed Jim Randolph. That's always a danger of some people here. They follow love. They follow the smell of vagina or penis. But they don't follow communism embodied in me or embodied in others that are trying to bring it out to this clearest manifestation. They've always followed something else. And so she ended up in a bad way. I don't know how she'll go this time. The woman's a little boy. I guess by now it may be, 10 years old. Something like that. Don't mess with suicide. I don't tell you fun and games. I tell you what I believe. I don't believe in an ordered universe. I don't believe any love up there that I've been able to perceive, because it is absolutely unloving to 2 out of 3 babies in the world that are going to bed hungry. But I do believe that the mind, for some diabolical reason, will survive the body, and you will accomplish nothing by trying to kill yourself. I've lived through it many times. But sometime you ought to listen to me. Hush, people behind me, hush. Sometime you people ought to start listening to me. I could save you a hell of a lot of pain. I could have told you that was a bad trip you were taking. If you'd even consulted me, I could have told you how serious a trip this was. I could have lifted that guilt from you. Now we not only have guilt, we've got to have absolute observation of those two. Absolute and complete and total observation. Those two don't understand. I don't know why Johnson wouldn't. He took wood alcohol, and they found him several hours. And I drug his ass up and walked him through. After taking wood alcohol, nobody should have lived through that mess. You'd think by now, lie, yes. You'd think by now he'd have gotten the picture. But he hasn't. And you're intricately tied up in his life. And whether you can handle that or not is depending on how much of a socialist you are. All I do right now is stay with both of them for the time being until we can make more objective evaluation of them. Because you got two sick people, very sick people. Now tomorrow I'm going to let you off book about how the media plays with our mind, how pop destroys our thinking ability. You know what you saw tonight? Remember the news you saw tonight? News what you get tomorrow, very likely Monday will be the day. But if there's no interest shown in anything creative tomorrow, and I mean creative, you can be out putting some food, growing some food in your yard. But there's a lot of indifference and foolishness and runaround and carelessness, we'll call a test tomorrow evening. Hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, what is it?
Yes, sir.